From the former storage room that we call the studio, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Now, with me in the studio today, or the former storage room, is Bob Montgomery. Bob, you first off, thank you for being on Red Belly Radio.
Good to see you, Steve.
It's great to see you. And you are the Vice President of Airport Affairs. So what do you spend your days doing? What does that mean?
First of all, I've got to tell you that this is a mighty fine storage room that you've got. I love it. Well, as a Vice President of Airport Affairs, the whole Airport Affairs group exists just to get things done. We acquire, build, solve problems for airport solutions and for facilities anywhere across the nation. We own the relationship between the airport directors and Southwest Airlines. So we are the bridge that gets airport directors to connect with anybody they need at Southwest Airlines to solve any kind of problem that they've got. We also manage all of the airport costs, which are up at right at $1 billion a year this year, and we work to keep those as low as possible. We negotiate all the leases for us wherever we are. We chair airport committees to manage airports. We're the airport experts within the company, and we also in our extra time do a little bit of governmental affairs work.
Oh dear! Well, you said airport costs around $1 billion. What are airport costs?
Well, when we occupy space, if you have a ticket counter, you have to pay a lease
rent.
Cost for it. You pay rent just like you do with an apartment. In addition to that, we pay landing fees every time an airplane lands. We have to pay a fee to the airport, and those can be pretty
substantial.
That
adds up. But $1 billion is a lot of money. Now, maybe you can clarify this for me. I understand that there's an actual law that all universities, hospitals, and airports have to be under construction at all times. Is that true?
Your statement is a little bit incomplete. Highways is added to that if you're in Dallas.
Well, in fact, Dallas, right? Glad you brought up Dallas, because that's really what I wanted to ask you about, Love Field. You know, a couple years ago, we had some legal changes happened with the Wright Amendment, and some of the agreement between Southwest Airlines and the city of Dallas happened. And let me see if I get this straight. We are building a new, I don't know who's building it. We or the city? I don't know.
Southwest Airlines is building it.
Okay, so Southwest is building a new airport where the current airport is whilst operating an airport.
That is exactly right.
How was that? Did you like my use of whilst?
Yes. And also, as you've noted, the construction crane is the national bird of airports.
Yeah.
And this isn't our first rodeo at building on top of ourselves while we're operating. We did the same thing in Baltimore Washington Airport. We did the same thing at Chicago Midway Airport, and we've done the same thing in Houston.
Well, if anybody's ever lived in a house that they had like their kitchen remodeled in, and they still lived while their kitchen was being remodeled, you know what a headache that is. I can't imagine the complexity of the planning of a project like this.
We have some incredible teams of engineers, civil engineers, and all kinds of engineers who help us to plan the sequencing of that. You know, in your house, you would be insane to stay there while it's under construction.
Well, you eat out a lot.
Well, yes, you do. But at an airport, we don't have a choice. It's a little difficult to land at the local mall or at a warehouse somewhere. We have to operate where there is a runway. So we have no choice but to build on top of ourselves, which means that it lengthens the time of construction, and it's broken up into many smaller phases so that we can operate.
Are we on time?
Actually,
when is it supposed to be done, and are we on time? How about that?
Well, I'll tell you, no, we're not on time. Mm. We're a year ahead of schedule. That's what Southwest Warriors can do.
Really, a year?
When they put their mind to it. Yes, the project team figured out a real creative way to collapse the last part of the construction, which is the baggage claim wing, into the normal project. And we'll finish it a year ahead of what was originally scheduled.
Now, if you live in Dallas or if you've flown in or out of Love Field lately, you may have noticed there's a very pretty facade out on front. It's that red sign. It's Dallas Love Field. You can see it from all the way across the airport, all the way up and down Denton Drive and driving into the airport. What are some of the – I've got a list of a couple other things that are some of the enhancements or changes or keeping the sames that I know people who've flown in and out of Love Field have enjoyed over the years. But first, a trivia question, and I think I might have asked you this one other time, so let's see if you remember. There's a famous Texas band called ZZ Top. Do you know their original name before they changed it to ZZ Top?
No, I don't.
They actually recorded two 45s, I believe it was. They released records under the name The Moving Sidewalks. So that brings me to the first question. The Dallas Love Field had, I heard it was one of the first moving sidewalks anywhere. On that corridor that takes you from the security area up to the gates.
That's exactly true. It's one of the first moving sidewalks in America.
Are we still going to have moving sidewalks?
We won't need moving sidewalks, Steve.
It'll be so close.
It is. It will be so close. The longest walk that you'll be able to make is the equivalent of the distance from the ticket counter today to gate 4. So that whole length that goes down to gate 15, you'll no longer have to make that hike.
That's maybe a third of the concourse as it is now. Mm-hmm.
It'll be very, very convenient.
Let's see. Terrazzo. That's that stuff. If you're not familiar with the word terrazzo, it's that stuff you walk on all the time in airports and malls and stuff. It looks kind of like marble, but they pour it out. And there is a giant map of the world at Love Field. And I don't know when it was made, the originally done, but is that still going to be?
You know, we get lots of questions about the map and a couple of trivia things that are very fun about the map. Number one, it was built in 1956.
Okay.
So it's as old as I am. And when you look at the countries on the map, a lot of them are shaped a little bit differently
than they were
in 1956. That's a lot of fun. Also, you'll notice a purposeful misspelling of Philadelphia.
I didn't know it was purposeful.
Yes, it was. There was a little competition going on between Dallas and Philadelphia, and the original artists decided to get their dig in at Philadelphia. Also, another fascinating thing, the map of the world will stay. That's one of those iconic things that everybody is very interested in. What's fascinating is that we were able to get the original artist, the guy that did the original terrazzo work in 1956. He is still alive, and he's in his 80s now, and he has been personally supervising the restoration of the world map.
That's fantastic. So I guess they're not changing it, but they're adding two more terrazzo around it.
They're adding more terrazzo around it and cleaning it up and just giving it a facelift.
Well, that's great. I didn't know that was intentional. That's funny. There was another sculpture of a Texas Ranger in the lobby. Is he going to be around there?
Absolutely, the Ranger will be there. That's another one of those things that everybody is interested in. The Texas Ranger, one riot, one Ranger. It's a great legend of the Texas Rangers. They'll be out in the lobby once again.
So he's not there now for the moment? He's been taken down for construction?
Right now we've got him in storage because he's fairly big, and that was in the way of the construction. So we've got him in a maintenance warehouse, and he'll be moved back in time for opening.
Now, I was over there a couple of weeks ago. I hadn't traveled anywhere for a while, and I was over there shooting a video, and I noticed how just the gates, our gates are gorgeous. Or not gates, excuse me, our ticket counter, the new ticket counter is just beautiful.
And it's something that everybody who's had anything to do with this project is very, very proud of. We've got wood beams across the ceiling.
It's hard to miss them. They're gorgeous.
They really are, and it gives it a fantastic look, a warm look, a clean look. The other nice thing about the glulam beams was that when we bought them, they were cheaper than steel, so it's also a cost-saving measure.
glue lamb beams. That's what, wood glued onto steel or something?
It's wood glued onto wood.
Oh, it's
glued
it's
onto wood, glued onto wood.
It's a really, really huge hunk of plywood.
Yes, it is.
Well, how many gates will we be operating?
Well, the total airport at completion will have 20 gates, and that was defined by the five-party agreement, by the Wright Amendment Compromise, and that's also in federal law as well. So there'll be 20 gates total. The nice thing about these gates is that they'll all be 737 sized, and they'll be preferentially used by the carriers. So we'll have access to all of them, whereas now we don't have access to the gates used by the other carriers. We will have officially 16 of those gates under our lease. When we started the whole project, we had 14 gates under lease, so we'll be expanding by two, but they'll be much more useful. They'll be sized to handle the kinds of crowds that we bring with the 737-800s, and it ought to be a very, very great experience. When we open in April, we will only have 12 gates open. You started out this conversation asking about how do you build on top of yourself. Well, it's by doing phases, and so we will have 12 gates that are completed on April 15th for the opening.
Of 2013?
Of 2013.
And then how many will our number of flights be changing? Once the Wright Amendment tumbles?
Well, that's a question for network planning.
Oh, okay.
Right now, there is no plan because, as you know, until we get more profitable, we have a flat fleet plan, so we'll have no growth in the overall fleet. So the Wright Amendment also does not end until October of 2014. So our opportunity to fly to new places is hindered until October of 2014. But we will complete all the rest of this project by then, and we'll be ready to handle whatever network planning wants to throw at us.
Well, so are any other airlines going to be coming in?
There are no other airlines that have asked to come in. Officially, according to the five-party agreement and the Wright Amendment Compromise, there'll be 16 gates leased by Southwest, 2 gates leased by United, and 2 gates leased by American. And as everybody knows, American stopped service into Love Field when we started this particular project. They haven't been back since. We have Delta operating a couple of flights into Atlanta. It's unknown if other carriers will come in, but all the gates are already leased.
Yeah. Is Continental still flying? I used to see their planes here.
Well, Continental, of course, is now United.
Well, yeah. Okay.
And they are flying a few flights a day.
I stand corrected. I stand forgotten. I stand confused.
It's Friday. That's okay.
Now, perhaps, let's wind this up with probably my favorite detail at all of Love Field. On gate 4, it's actually gates, 345 or 234?
345.
It's that corner. If you're walking through mm-hmm. Love Field and you walk down and you have to take a right, that's that corner gate. It's the big one where it actually has two gates and three gates.
There's three gates.
Three gates.
Yes.
And there is the oddest lighting I've ever seen. It's these rectangular boxes that clearly have like fluorescent tube fixtures in it, and they're hanging down, suspended from cables from the ceiling, and they shine up. And in fact, I have a picture of that. I'll include that with this blog. But I'm sure in 1950, whatever, somebody thought they were being futuristic and modern. Are we going to have those lights again?
Well, I think that
can I have them?
We weren't farsighted enough in 1956 in order to come up with that. That was part of a renovation that happened a little later on. I am happy to say we will not be taking those. That's like having one of those. This is Christmas. Everybody's watching the Christmas movie and the leg lamp. It's like having a leg lamp.
It is a lot like the leg lamp, isn't it?
Or a lava lamp or something like that. We won't be taking that with us. No, we'll be tearing that down. As far as can you have it,
Okay,
everything's available for a price.
Lest anyone think I'm serious, I don't have the ceiling height to accommodate that lighting fixture.
I was about to say that that will command attention in your living room.
Well, Bob, I can't thank you enough for joining me today. Love Field. Anything else you want to add? Anything I haven't asked you about that's so, I guess you can't tell a top secret something, but things that just came out?
Well, we don't have enough to drink for me to start spilling secrets, but I can say that all the people and all the facilities group that's worked on the Love Field project, all of the teams that we've had working on it, have just done a phenomenal job. It's getting rave reviews from everybody. We have the ticket counter open now. In April, we'll open up the rest of the security checkpoint. We'll open up the concourse. It'll have new concessions. It's going to be wonderful. We'll have a gala. We'll have a day where all employees can go and visit and walk through it and see the guts and get tours. Also, between now and then, if you come out to the airport during January, February, or March, we're putting in airport art. And there's going to be a large wall that's going to be a mural of the wildflowers in Texas. And you'll get to see that art being created.
That sounds really cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Bob. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a registered trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2013. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.